Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette landlord accused of taking $100,000 in property while tenants were away. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A Gillette landlord is facing felony burglary charges after allegedly taking tens of thousands of dollars in property from tenants while they were on vacation. 46-year-old Joseph Kramer is accused of removing an estimated $100,000 worth of tools, along with firearms, cash, and personal belongings from a rental home in July of 2025. According to court documents, the tenants have been living at the property for several years and were current on rent when they left for a trip to Florida. While they were gone, a family member checking on the home discovered someone inside cleaning who said the landlord had hired her because the tenants were being evicted. Investigators later confirmed no legal eviction had been filed. Police say Kramer admitted to taking the items, claiming he believed the property had been abandoned and that he was within his rights as a landlord. Officers told him the tenants had established residency and were legally protected. Some items have been returned, but several, including firearms, are still missing. Kramer is free on a $10,000 bond and is scheduled for a preliminary hearing on April 30th. Rural pushback grows as data center expansion targets Wyoming. As Wyoming positions itself for a potential boom in data center development, resistance is growing not just here, but across rural America. According to Cowboy State Daily, in Laramie County, a coalition of landowners is raising concerns about water use and rising electricity costs tied to large-scale data centers. Members say they're not opposed to development, but want clear answers before projects move forward, especially as Eastern Laramie County is already designated a water control area. Utility provider High West Energy says it's working to protect ratepayers by requiring developers to cover infrastructure costs up front, acknowledging the surge in demand is unlike anything it has ever seen before. The debate is playing out beyond Wyoming. Lawmakers in Montana are calling for a pause on new development, while Maine is considering a first-in-the-nation moratorium to study impacts on energy and the environment. Critics argue data centers could strain resources while offering limited long-term jobs. But supporters say Wyoming stands to benefit from new tax revenue and economic growth, with some estimates putting annual local returns in the millions. As interest grows, so do the questions, leaving communities across the region weighing opportunities against long-term impact. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.